Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That happened, and we talked about, I don't know if you were with me, Logan, on Thursday or Friday. Obviously, you and Bink were filling in. But we mentioned kind of the fact that the Broncos had a validation game, an opportunity yesterday, like going in to validate their success, to validate that it's real, and also to validate for other teams, frankly, and other NFL fans, they're like, hey, this is not the same Chiefs team, as in, you know, chop it off the head of the king kind of thing. Part one was accomplished yesterday. Part two is them not making the playoffs, right, or being one and done, wild card exit, Mahomes not going to an AFC title game for the first time in his career. So part one is accomplished. The Broncos have shown that they run this division right this second. That's just the fact. There's, I know we don't like to say it. Someone texted in, said they're working with a Broncos fan. Good luck to you today. Good luck to you today. He gets to talk his, you know what, today, though. He gets to say whatever he wants today. Now, you can still obviously look at the last decade if you want, but the reality is the Broncos run the AFC West currently, and they're going to run it for 2025, and you hope that that shifts in the future. But we mentioned kind of the phases of this, and both are now very real possibilities. One part has already happened, and I think there's a couple signs of it. The fourth quarter magic stuff is also not there. It's another sign that this is just not the same team that we have seen in the past. Patrick Mahomes, we have talked so much about coaching, but here's a number that I think tells you some of the issues. Now, coaching to me is part of this, but Patrick Mahomes is only completing 45%, just under 45% actually, of his passes when tied or trailing in the fourth quarter. I think it was Sam McDowell from The Star who put out that number, did the research on it. 44.7% of his passes when tied or trailing in the fourth. On one hand, that is all Patrick Mahomes, and you say, what is going on? I think it's a combination of things. He's pressing in the biggest moments. In the biggest moments, he is pressing, lack of trust in play calling, lack of trust still clearly at times maybe in his offensive line. And in the receiving game, other than Travis Kelce, I still wonder at times who does he trust? There's no excuse, though, in terms of the health. This football team, other than Isaiah Pacheco, this is still one of the healthiest teams in the National Football League.
I would argue the healthiest team in the National Football League.
They got Hollywood Brown. They have Tyquan Thorne. They have Healthy Worthy. I know he's playing with dislocated shoulder, but he's playing, so I consider him healthy, right? They've got Rashee Rice. They have the full arsenal of weapons. So that magic is just not there. It's the one score game regression, sure, but Mahomes in the fourth quarter is not even completing 50% of his passes. That is dead last in the NFL, by the way, that completion percentage right now. And Sean Payton, while I didn't like the comment at the time, just as someone that obviously wanted the Chiefs to win yesterday, he was spot on, though. And this is how teams feel about the Chiefs, though, right now. This was Sean Payton with Tracy Wolfson right out of the half.
We've done a good job. Obviously, there's a certain way a game's going to unfold, and this is to our advantage, we think. Offensively, we'll pick it up here. We converted some third downs. We had good field position with the return game, but the team we're playing is more of a first-half team. I like the way our defense is playing. That's a key matchup.
The last sentence there. The team we're playing, I didn't like the comment at the time. I was like, I didn't like that, right? he was right.
Yep.
And he has, and it's correct. And that mindset is totally different than how any other coach has talked about the Chiefs during this 7+ year run. Heck, even if you want to go further back and just the entire divisional run, but I'm talking the Mahomes era, so 7+ years, Logan, where teams do not fear them the same way, nor should they.
Right.
The numbers I just gave you about Patrick Mahomes, the one score game regression in a big way, the fact that Sean Payton, and he was correct, they're more of a first half team than a second half team. When would we ever have said that during this run of titles for Kansas City? This is all a sign of why it is so different than where they've ever been in the Mahomes era.
I mean, it was so telling yesterday watching the second half of that football game, specifically in the fourth quarter, when a play would end and you know, the camera angles would pan over to the sidelines and you looked at the Denver sideline and they would pan to Bo Nix, or they would pan over to Cortland Sutton or Sean Payton or whoever it was on that Broncos sideline. And for the first time in what's felt like a very long time, the one thing I didn't see on their faces was concern, was fear, was anxiety over the moment. And meanwhile, on the other side of the field, I didn't see that same level of confidence that I'm accustomed to seeing. You're exactly right. Mahomes is having to really push in the fourth quarter of these games, and it's not working. And you can't help but wonder why, because the weapons that he has at his disposal, I would argue, are more talented than any collective group of weapons he's ever had in his career.
So say that, and when you say that with any, well, I don't care whether we're talking about the Chiefs, we're talking about a college team or anything, if we all agree that this is, depth-wise, the best grouping, I think, at the wide receiver spot, and that they're healthy, and that they also had their starting left tackle back, and Josh Simmons, I thought, actually played pretty damn well. Now, mm-hmm. Juwan Taylor had his same issues again. Then what would that be? Normally, you would say what? You would say it's a coaching problem.
Right.
Which is why I started the show in that direction. This does not absolve Patrick Mahomes from blame, because I think there's plenty. But when you said what you just said, and we're acknowledging the roster and where it's at, that sounds like a coaching problem to me.
I agree it is. I also think, and the one position group maybe that we haven't mentioned just yet that does deserve some blame, is the wide receiver group. Namely, Rashee Rice had 3 drops yesterday. All 3 of them in massive spots that would have led to first downs, including that first offensive drive of the third quarter where Mahomes puts a perfect back shoulder throw on him that would have been a 30-plus yard gain and would have put him very much so in plus territory with an opportunity to score a touchdown, which would have been their first of the game. And it went clean through his hands. And you saw it over on the sideline late in that first half and even after that drop in the third. He looked completely dejected. Completely out of this football game. Xavier Worthy and Mahomes, their connection, the level of trust that those two have on those deep throws just doesn't seem to be there. Mahomes ended up connecting with Tyquan Thornton in that second half on that big 61-yard pass, but he had him on that first drive of the game too and overthrew him as well. So I just think that you're right. You mentioned the lack of trust that Mahomes may have in his offensive line. I think that extends itself maybe even more so to the wide receiver group that he has, because they are so talented, but it just doesn't seem like those receivers believe in Mahomes, or Mahomes doesn't believe in them quite to the level that we need to see in a week 11 football game at this point in the year. It's just not there yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.